Thanks, Ruth. One of the reasons I love this Easter morning story told in John's Gospel like that is that it echoes another story from Jesus' life when he was talking about the shepherd and the sheep, him being the shepherd, we being the sheep. And he says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." And that's how it is with Mary. That's how she recognizes Jesus. She's not persuaded by Jesus by the facts in that particular morning. He doesn't argue her into comprehension. He simply calls her name. And because she belonged to him, she recognized his voice. She heard that calling deep within her and responded. Don't know about you, but I've heard the very best arguments about faith, and I've heard some pretty rubbish ones as well along the way. And they are not why I believe. The reason why I believed initially was because I heard God's voice one October evening in Coventry back in 1975. And that was an amazing moment when I just heard God's voice as my Father for the first time. And that's continued for the last N years. N is greater than 20, 30. N's quite a few. But I keep hearing that voice, Jesus calling my name, Chris, calling me back to him. Happened most recently when Bishop Stephen took us on a retreat a couple of weeks ago, where we had time just to walk and to talk and to think and to read. And it was wonderful to hear that gentle voice of Jesus calling my name, Chris, again. And he will do the same for you, and is doing the same for each one of you here this morning, and always will be until you respond, and after you respond, he'll continue to do that. So can I encourage you this Easter day and this Easter week, which is the week coming, to seek out that relationship with God which is available to you. Take John's Gospel with you and read the resurrection story. If you're kinesthetic, go for a walk or listen to it on an audiobook while you're walking. If you're auditory, sit in your favorite chair and read it. If you're visual, get some pictures about it, probably from Stephen. Stephen's been showing us a lot of pictures the last few weeks, hasn't he? And look at those pictures while you read the gospel. If you've never done this before, just commit, let's say, just 4 minutes a day, just to sit there and to allow Jesus to speak into your lives, to call your name, to hear your wonderful name being called by our wonderful Savior Jesus. And if you're an old hand, then let it become a holy habit in your lives. Spend a bit longer every day allowing Jesus to call you, to connect with him, to reconnect with him, and have that relationship which you can have with him. Shepherd to sheep, father to daughter and son. Let God reassure you. Let him convict you. Let him challenge you. Let him encourage you. Let him forgive you. Let him give you hope. Happy Easter. Amen.
And so